The crow brings a Gemara in Shabbos, Chaf Aleph, Amud Aleph. Remember, the Kikarin de Yaina was this plant that was supposed to protect him temporarily and give him gashmius, right? That's what the Kikarin de Yaina was. And it was meant to give him That was the crow brings a Gemara in Shabbos, Chaf Aleph. The Gemara in Shabbos Chaf Aleph reads, Omar Shmuel, Omar Rabba Bar Bar Chaim, L'didi Chazi Li Kikayim D'yayna. He says, I saw the Kikayim D'yayna. V'litziluva Dami, it resembles, I'm reading the article, a Rikinus plant, which is, has very wide branches, U'miteshafki Ravi, and it grows in moisture of ponds, V'apum Chanus D'madlan Yosei, and merchants hang it over the entrance of their stores. And people make oil from its kernels. And from its branches, rest all the sick of the West. The Groh Kedarkoi understands that this Gemara does not just mean Kikoyin Jena has these properties. What does this mean? Sof the Groh, according to this Derek that he's saying, what is the Kikoyin Jena? Kikoyin Jena is the rush to get Olam Hazeh. I don't think the author of the Sefer didn't think so. But the rush to chase Olam Hazeh, and to the degree it could be you're even taking from your Olam Haba. That's what we said last time, yes? So Groth teaches, Rabbi Bar Bochana says, L'didi chazi l'kikar, I saw kikar in Diyana, means I've seen many a person. I've seen many a person running after Gashmius and running to catch it and get it. And I've seen Oisher Gadol, Ulitzulut Sliva Dami. It's like the shade of a non-fruit bearing tree. I mean, it's very beautiful, nice shade, but there's no kiyum to it. The tree dies, that's it. It doesn't have any fruit. A fruit-bearing tree will live on forever because it gives fruit and the fruit has the seed to plant another tree, right? So it's a leaf of a non-fruit-bearing tree, which means it's going to die out and you'll have nothing from it. Umidipaski rabi, and it grows from swampland, which means it grows amongst the anoshim she'ena mehuganim, the low of the people. It's not a beautiful river. It's not an ocean. It's a little swampy ground. It grows amongst people that are low. And it's on top of the store attracting people. So to God, what store? Mishneh Perkyavus. This world is like a store that you can come and take, but Kosh Baruch Hu's makif. Kosh Baruch Hu keeps a cheshbon. You're going to take on credit. So this Kikar Diana is distracting people in the store. It just, you're in the store, you're not, you're grabbing. And that's the power of the Kikar Diana. It distracts you, could end up taking credit from a level. Amazing shot. Umi partsudoi avdi mishcha. Now, but its seeds can give oil. The seeds of this tree. The tree, I guess, gives seeds. Okay. So he said, what does that mean? It gives oil. So he says, what that means is that sometimes that person can be zoichna to have a child who's a Talmid Chacham. And the child who's a Talmid Chacham will end up benefiting from the wealth that this person ran after. So there is a seed of good sometimes that comes out of this. That's what he says. Uvan Poi, and with its branches, Naichon Kol Brichi de Marovo. Uvan Poi means, and if you treat it like an Eitz Chaim, the tree, then you could support Hamidei Chachamim with it also.
That's the name Marovo.
That's the name Marovo. That's what Rabbi Baruch Hanan says. So this is his thing. I've seen wealth, and I've seen people chase wealth, and it depends. And there are those that chase it and just die out. There are those that have it and leave it for their kids. And there are those that use it to support Torah. This is the gross pshat in Kikarim Diner. So this stuff is mind blowing.
Maybe the Mechaber's father's name is Yoina, and he left him a lot of money to go and learn.
So now, yeah, so the Kagan dinner is not a very good thing right now. It's causing Yoina, it makes him feel good for 5 minutes. And then Vaimana looked him to last Baalois Hashachal Mocha, but Tachas a Kagan Vayibosh. Why did he do this? He did this, Shinotol Osher Lahoidia, that the Olam Hazeh is nothing. He wanted to tell him, look, it's futile. What are you running after Olam Hazeh? Not worth it. Why was Hashem busy with this? Because this was his tikkun from the previous Gilgal. The previous Gilgal, he messed up because he was running after Tarshish. So it's not enough that he didn't have. So Hashem figured, I'll put you in the Gilgal. Your tikkun is that you don't have money. You live without money. But it's only a tikkun if you live without money and you're happy with living without money. So then you're making a tikkun that you don't need it. But if you live without money because you have bad mazel and your whole life you're busy trying to get the money, so now not only are you suffering because you have bad mazel, you're not fixing the tikkun because you want the money the whole time. So it's the worst of both worlds. It's horrible. So if you're not going to have the money, at least enjoy life.
You're not going to have the tikkun.
If you're not going to have the money, you don't have money anyway.
You enjoy it.
Enjoy, but embrace your situation. Yeah, take it in and don't fight it. So he says the Gros learning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to give him temporary something. You want it so badly, I'll give you from Olam Haba. I'm going to take it away. So you start realizing, what am I chasing? What am I chasing? I knew somebody that B'Shaita about 15 years ago was. Mamish did a very, very, very amazing thing. You know, did amazing. He was doing whatever he was at. He was Maisa, a few laws passed. It's that he couldn't make money. He lost everything. Lost everything. So he told me, he said, I had money. I had vacations. I had everything. Says, but it's a few years later. I don't have anything anymore. I have two things. I have all the achzakas Torah I did, and I have a sefer Torah that I wrote. I was able to do that. That you can't take away from me. Everything else, nothing. So that made him realize I don't need to chase it anymore. What am I chasing? So the point why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this, he gave him the kikoyin then took it away, is so that he could come to his tikkun of not chasing it anymore. It's not enough to have the tikkun of not having it. You have to have the tikkun of not chasing it. Right? So I don't understand what I'm saying. I'm saying a point over here. That you know, you need the tikkun was with this, that he would realize it's not important. It's not just okay. Now, Bayi, and it was Bizrach Hashem, and Hashem brought out the sun once again. Now, what does it mean bringing out the sun again in the Goyim's Lashon? He brought out the mazel. He brought him back to his previous mazel. So, buddy, back to suffering, back to poverty, get the picture. Vayiman Elokim Ruach Kodim Charishis. He brought a very dry, hot wind. What is that? It's a wind that quiets things down. Charishas, the charash. V'tach Hashemesh al Rosh, and it became very hot. V'yisav, and he fainted. V'yishal, it's not shalomos, v'yam tov moisi mechaya.
So it's eitimol.
So now tov moisi mechaya again. Last time he said tov moisi mechaya because Ninvi did tshuva. Now he's in tov moisi mechaya because of the kikon. What's he saying? So I don't know, we'll get to it, but what he's saying is Ruach Harishis means a wind of quietness. He stopped learning also. I couldn't learn. Couldn't do Ruchnis, he couldn't do Gashmis. He's chasing it so much. And when he was taken away, he was thrown for a loop. He didn't realize that, buddy, you know, the guy was poorer than he was rich, then he's poor again. Okay, you were never rich. You were eating off your Olam Haba. You're supposed to be poor. Your mazel in life is to be poor. Your tikkun in life is to appreciate being poor. But now you're so mevobel by being not being rich anymore, and you can't even learn either. So now the nishar kerech, he was harishas, he was quiet. He couldn't handle it anymore. Like it's the ruach of his mazel threw him for a loop. The Gemara says here, v'tach hashemesh arosh yoyna, and the mazel was so hard for him now. V'yis'alof, shehiko yisroya mazelin ba'oit. Okay? He says over here a whole thing that this he brings down a beautiful piece from Rabbeinu Tam in the bottom here. He says that this happens. It's basically what we're saying. Somebody that is busy putting their all their eggs in one basket, with the oil mazeh basket. So someone busy with that basket, taka, is not going to get. Someone busy with the basket of oil mazeh is not going to appreciate. Is not going to be able to handle the downfalls. But somebody that knows, look, whatever Shem sends my way, is my mazel, it's fine. I have to do shtadlus and I accept it. So whatever comes his way, he's not going to be fazed by it. And that's really the key over here. The Yonah could not deal with it. Okay? Okay. We have five more talking about, and let's see how it ends after a time. So we'll tell you about good year to everybody. Mitzvah Shem, we should have a year of more learning Torah, a year of Simcha, and good health. Mitzvah Shem, Mimala Shem Kol Mishal Salimim, Libachol Toiva, and we'll be in touch. We'll see everyone. Thank you all.
Shana Tova, thank you. All
the best. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for all this year.
Shkaya, thank you for participating and making it happen.
Pleasure. Big, 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 big.
Shkaya.